question I asked you in the beginning. Uh-huh. What do you think was, what was one lesson you would like to teach your grandchildren and your future descendants and your great-grandchildren?
To love themselves and others. To know that there's more love in the universe than we can imagine.
That's a really great life lesson. Yeah. That's amazing. Because you live, you know, you've experienced love, you've experienced loss.
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, and to try to be conscious in all of it. You know, I haven't always been very loving.
Well, I mean...
And not, to judge everyone. I try not to judge people now.
I mean, that's hard. We're living in such a place where, you know, there's different opinions and your own opinion is usually... kind of drowned out by, others. Like, if you have a different opinion, people think you're weird.
Yeah, well, go inside and trust yourself. Kind of listen to your own knowing. You know, it's not intellectual and it's not knowledge. It's just learning to trust your intuitive gifts and senses.
I mean, because everybody's like, trust your gut, trust your intuition. Yeah. If something doesn't seem right or something doesn't feel right, then... you know, just leave or go.
Yeah.
Or find something else to focus on.
Yeah, but just in your life, just know it's a gift. Like they say, it's a gift, and it's a rare gift, and it goes really fast.
Well, that is true.
And so, like I say, just be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And always be, just aware. Like the ocean waves, they come and then they go back. And so every rising wave
is like a moment in time.
Back. Yeah. And everything changes and everything we touch changes all the time. And so I guess it's knowing that change is hard, but it's good for us and that we won't, suffer totally. There is suffering, but I guess we can... understand how that there's always a lesson in our suffering,
That is very true.
Yeah, and we die and get reborn every minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our breath goes in and out. We take a new breath each minute.
Mm-hmm.
So and everything is conscious. The mm-hmm. planet is conscious. Mm-hmm. All the trees, everything here has a consciousness on the planet, a vibration, and the earth has a soul, a consciousness. And so try not to objectify everything like a machine and stuff.
So, well, thank you. That was really wonderful and educational.
Well, you're a great interviewer.